we would like to thank the Video Game Timeline Show for sponsoring Budget Arcade. Did you know back in the late 70s, Atari made a stand-up football arcade game that was played completely with the trackball? How about a first-person shooter made in 1973 where you play as an eyeball and you wander around a Vectrex world? This hobby we love has been around for 50 years, and you don't know where you're going if you don't know where you've been. So I do recommend you check out the Video Game Timeline Show, where Jack and Evan will take you through the weird, the fun, and the interesting that the video game industry has to offer. You can listen to their podcast wherever you find your favorite shows, Spotify, iTunes, Pandora. I recommend you start with the episode called Football and Fire Truck. Since Jack and Evan are from the UK, they aren't familiar with the rules of American football, and it's fun to hear them try to figure out how to play an American football game with nothing but a trackball. So that's the Video Game Timeline Show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The following podcast is not affiliated with the developers who have created the games being reviewed. The reviews are solely the opinions of the hosts to be used to make an educated decision on what games to download and play.
Hello, gamers, and welcome to Budget Arcade, the number one free-to-play gaming podcast in the world. I'm Scott.
My name's Jeff.
Hey, and I'm Mark.
And welcome to episode number 85. Just to recap, we play a free-to-play game every other week, and then we rate and review it. Mark, what was this week's game?
Oh, this week we played Crash Bandicoot On the Run. It's developed by King, who you may know from other games such as Candy Crush Saga, Witch 3 Saga, and all of the other super, super casual games that you've ever played in your life.
Super casual. Wait till next week's game.
The genre is a mobile endless runner. It was released on April 22nd of 2020 and is out on the Android and iOS devices.
Are you finished, Mark? Because I know you don't like to be interrupted.
No, I am. Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay.
Gameplay.
So the gameplay on this is, if you've ever played like a Temple Run style game, that's what this is, but with a Crash Bandicoot twist.
Oh man. Okay. So would either of you describe yourselves as fans of Crash Bandicoot?
The OG Crash Bandicoot. Sure.
You know, just like, did you play the PlayStation ones?
Yeah.
Do you have any nostalgia?
The original PlayStation game.
Scott?
There was a tiny bit nostalgia, but the nostalgia quickly flew out the window as this game progressed.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never really been a Crash fan.
The reason I ask is because I am. I think the Crash trilogy on the PlayStation was better than anything the Nintendo 64 had to offer. I know, Mark. I know. I also think that Crash Team Racing was superior to Mario Kart 64. I don't think that can really be argued because they copied a lot of the stuff that Crash Team Racing did and added it to future Mario Karts.
You're not allowing the argument. Okay, I got it.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, move on.
Yeah, because I don't want to break down into that. I say that to let you know that I am a fan of Crash Bandicoot. With all that said, this is a, like you said, an endless runner, like a Temple Run, because it's that behind-the-back perspective.
But it's not. It's not. Temple Run is 10 times this game.
You're going into your review already.
No, it's... We don't have to do this.
We do. We have to at least put some effort into this, Mark. It's not crossing streams, okay? So, yeah, it's Crash Bandicoot skin on top. Now, I've never played Temple Run, but I've played other endless runners. Fantastic endless runners that you could get right now, such as Jetpack Joyride, or one that I've been playing recently called Crashy Cats. It's better than it sounds. Those are both side scrollers. This is 3D from behind.
So you're changing lanes. There's usually three lanes. They mix it up by having lanes above you and below you. You're grabbing bangos. You're spinning through boxes, hitting checkpoints, sliding, jumping. And the controls in this game work well enough. I can't complain about them because they do what they're meant to do. Then have at it.
There was a couple times when I was trying to either spin and I would jump over boxes. Other times I had like the blast berries or whatever they're called. They're like the raspberries that you have to throw into the nitro boxes to make them explode. And instead of throwing it, it did a spin. And so I ended up hitting the box and blowing myself up. Let's see what else. When you're fighting the end of the level boss, trying to hit it so that you time it in the perfect, that way it hits the center so you get the maximum amount of points. I would tap the screen and it would do absolutely nothing. And then tap it again when it's not even in the general vicinity where I want it. And it would actually register the tap. So no, yeah. The controllers on this suck.
All right. Well, I didn't have any problems like that. That sounds like something else going on. Mark, did you have problems with the controls?
It was a little bit wonky for me. I did experience some of the, I would press for spin and it would slide, you know, that type of interference. So I do understand what Scott is talking about.
The only issue I had is I felt like the timing on the spin to destroy a box was a little off. And I think that might be because I've played a lot of Crash Bandicoot. I've played the new Crash Bandicoot game, It's About Time. And it just, based on what I'm used to, it felt like it wanted you to hit it a lot earlier to be able to spin through the boxes. Now, Scott mentions there are bosses. Now, how to break this game down? Oh, Lord. So, essentially, that's the whole gameplay, is you're running straight forward. And you're maneuvering Crash around obstacles. It's not particularly difficult at all. Now, there's like different items you need to craft to be able to play the bosses. So like each zone has like four bosses and then a fifth main boss. And you have to craft these items to be able to defeat those bosses. So like Scott was saying, when you get to the end of a level, there's a little, if you've ever played Madden, there's a little kick meter at the bottom that goes left and right, and you hit it in the center and you get bonus points. If you miss completely, you still hit the boss and you move on, but you don't get the bonuses. So what do you do? How do you craft things? You have to do, there's like these islands that are, these are actually endless. So Scott had mentioned Endless Runner. The levels that you do to beat bosses are not endless. They're actually finite. They have a finish to each one of those levels. But in order to craft the items you need, you have to go on like a loot run on these islands and get berries and gadgets and other things that you need to then go back to the main screen and drop them in these contraptions that craft that item. And the items take anywhere between, I haven't gotten, I've done a lot of this game, but I haven't gotten all the way to see, like, the highest levels of how long stuff takes to craft. But it can come up to, as far as what I've seen, up to, like, 10 minutes. So if you put your stuff in the crafting area and you leave and you don't play the game, you come back, it'll be done. But if you're trying to actually sit there in a long play session and make progress, it's frustrating. The so, other thing, the other thing is that you can't earn these materials in other ways. You have to go farming and running through the endless sections. You don't get them over time just by having the game be idle.
Now, what I found I did was I would start crafting and then go on one of those longer runs to collect items. And then by the time I was done actually doing one of the longer runs, whatever I was crafting had finished crafting, and then I could work on one of the bosses. But as I could work on the bosses, I would start another crafting session. By the time I was done with the boss, it's usually pretty close to being done crafting, or, you know, there's only a few minutes left on it.
So we should mention that the game, when you start out, gives you a certain amount of each material to get you acclimated to this gameplay. And everything is dependent.
Acclimated is a strong word. They force you into it.
Yeah. But they still give it to you so you can test it out. So you don't have to farm whatever you need right off the bat. And one of the main, I know this is for paywall, but you know, everything's based around your crystal spending. That's the main currency in the game. And they give you all of this material, but then when that material runs out, this game ceases to exist. It is an absolute drag. I don't think that you know, there are like Jeff said, there are different islands, and so you can do there's challenges on these islands where you have to meet a certain time span in a run for whatever the island is, or you have to hit all the boxes in a certain level, or I don't remember, but there are challenges, and they reward you with different things. But these islands, that's where the endless run is these islands, and that's where you would farm all your stuff. But like all of the bosses for every level, they're the same. There's no difference.
Exactly.
There's no difference to
it. Palette swaps.
Yeah, no.
They throw different items, and some of the patterns can be a little bit different. And what it comes down to for me is that they're not difficult. It's not a puzzle to figure out. How do I beat this boss? Let me learn their pattern. They're so easy to beat that it feels the same. You just dodge, dodge, dodge. You throw your little bottle and they're dead.
Yeah. I mean, and dodge until you get to them. There's no dodge. I mean, you say dodge, but like there's no dodge.
I mean, they throw like boulders and then you just have to move to a lane that doesn't have the boulder. Right. You have plenty of time to do this. It's not twitchy at all. Like as long as you're paying halfway decent attention, it's easy. There's no reason for you to get hit or the platforming isn't particularly tough. It's just, that's actually kind of one of my big complaints is that it's just so easy that farming doesn't feel that rewarding. It feels tedious because it is like I click this and I'm running and swiping and blah, blah. It's requiring just enough attention from me where I can't do something else like watch a movie, but it's not engaging me enough where I want to give my entire attention to it. So Mark called it a drag. I think that's the perfect way because I'd open the game wanting to make progress. And I had mentioned that you don't gain these materials just by having the game in idle, like some other games might let you do. You have to farm. You have to go and farm unless you're willing to spend money to skip that process. And so the little, dopamine rush you get by making progress is behind this super boring mode. And the thing is, as boring as it is, it's not any different than when you're facing the bosses. It's just so dull.
So the one of my biggest complaints about this game is not so much the runs of different levels. It's so convoluted in everything else, and like you have different machines for different bosses. Like certain bosses require you to create, like a chemical mixture of slime. And then you have other bosses that require you to make a mixture of ice material. And you have to go to these different islands and collect this material. But nothing is simple in this game. Nothing is laid out. There is no tutorial. There is a tutorial, but it's very non-existent. And you have to...
I hate the tutorials in these, though. The way the tutorials work is they just force you to do certain things and they're like, here you go, that's how you play.
Right. And there's no reward system for carrying out. And so you just end up, you know, tapping different different things on the screen that have exclamation marks above them. And, you know, the game's telling you, oh, hey, you now need to craft this. And it's like, well, why? Why do I need to craft that? I don't understand. And then you figure out that, oh, I need to craft that because the current boss for this particular level requires me to have a certain amount of this material to even face off against them. Never mind that, you know, anybody could defeat these bosses in their sleep. It's just, this game sucks.
Oh, what the heck? Okay, so I've got the game open right now as we're speaking, and I didn't realize this, but you can, so you've got your main screen, okay? And it shows, like, Crash and this other girl standing there with all Coco. Your, like, what's that?
It's Coco.
Yeah, Coco. Okay, like I said, I haven't played Crash. So you got Crash and Coco standing there, and there's different gadgets all around them. But you can actually touch the screen and scroll around the island, and then there's more to it. I don't know if any of you guys did that.
Though there was also, I just pulled it out. There was a big update today, but I didn't care enough to play it. Yeah.
But there's like five or six things that you can tap on. It all says coming soon. There's like, what the heck? So this menu is super convoluted with everything that's on this screen. Ridiculous. You know, that's probably one of my biggest pet peeves on a lot of these mobile games.
Yeah, well, that's something we've repeated before. One, just all the bloat. And Scott's counting. He's trying to get to 10 for the first time in his life. So let's see.
What happened? Why did Sony give up Crash to
Sony? I don't believe ever had Crash.
Who was it?
NeverSoft.
I don't remember.
It was Naughty Dog. And then, but they publish it for someone else, but I don't think Sony ever owned the rights. But
Naughty Dog, and then it went to Traveler's Tales.
So there's eight things on the main menu that all say coming soon. So there's going to be major updates planned for this, I'm guessing.
No, I'm not playing it.
Yeah, no, me neither.
I want to mention the graphics because this is really the last thing to talk about. The graphics are fine. They're kind of drab, actually. Like the backgrounds are serviceable. It looks like a low end 3DS game to me.
Have y'all played the Subway Surfer game?
Moving on.
No, we haven't played Subway Surfer, Mark.
Well, that's what this game is. It's Subway Surfer, and Subway Surfer was out. It's been out for many years, and it is
like, you know, Subway the restaurant. Did you like Subway surf on a sub restaurant sandwich?
No.
Was it? Bro. Did it star Jared?
He's in prison for child pornography, Scott.
Yeah, but when the game came out, he could have been in it.
For the guy who said moving on, you sure are wanting to keep harping on this.
I'm just trying to cause Mark some extra pain.
No, this game tries to mirror everything that this game Subway Surfers, and I'm sure somebody listening to this podcast has played Subway Surfers.
Impossible.
No, it's not impossible. Subway Surfers is a very popular game. That might be our next game.
No, it's not our next game.
Paywall.
Jeff said there was one currency, Mark said that. Again, it's the crystals. It's used to purchase everything else so you can pay to win.
Yeah.
Okay, now, I'm done with paywall.
No, so really, this is one of those pay structures that doesn't make sense to me. So what they've done is, like we said, you have to go on the island to farm, and then you have to put the things in these contraptions to craft things. And coins can be used for, or the diamonds can be used to buy various things like skins, but it can also be used to cut out the whole farming part of it. So what they've done is they've made a game that isn't fun to play, and now they want to charge you to not play it. That's what's going on.
That's accurate.
This game sucks, bro.
Mark, that is not commentary.
And that is not, that's part of your seal, okay?
No, listen. The paywall structure for this game is so that you can spend all of your money, and the prices are exorbitant.
That's mobile game. I've yet to run into one where it doesn't have exorbitant prices.
No, it's
Wild
it's
Rift is actually it's pretty fair.
It's crazy. It was crazy to me. Like, I accidentally...
Runeterra.
Well, I actually clicked on, buying something. I didn't purchase anything, but I actually clicked on it, and I was like, oh, I don't want to do that. Oh, beat that out.
Yeah. We know.
This isn't Crossing Streams, Mark.
Jeff has already told me this is not Crossing Streams.
Yeah, you remember?
Everything was like a super high price for what I thought you were getting in whatever you were looking to purchase. And
right, I agree.
And to me, that's crazy. This game is nowhere near as good as this developer thinks it is.
Uh-huh. And they also beat you over the head with them. They're like, every time you beat a level, it's like pops up. Hey, here's a flash sale for you. You know you want to get it.
No, I don't.
I can't see myself paying money to not play a game. And that's really what it comes down to with a lot of these is like, the microtransactions for games that work for me are ones like Wild Rift and Runeterra and all that stuff. And some of them affect gameplay and some of them don't. Some of them are like this, where we've made a bad game. And now to get around all the bad parts, you can pay money. And what once you do that in this game, you've gotten around the bad parts and what's left is more bad parts. So
you can't pay enough money to get past a bad game.
You really can't.
But King is notorious for that. I mean, look at Candy Crush. It's like a cash grab for a bad game.
I've never played it, but... And I wouldn't even, it'd be hard to call this a cash grab because if you actually enjoyed the gameplay here, there's nothing to keep you from playing it. You can just run the islands until your fingers fall off. So to me, that's fine, I guess, but the problem is that's not fun to do.
The paywall structure here is so over the top. I mean, the only thing I could see with it would be any type of worthwhile, even though I would never do it, but is the skins for Crash. There's different skins you can purchase to run as. Now the gameplay allows you two different skins, I think.
Well, you can play as Coco.
Oh, can you? I never played as. I played as the gray Crash or whatever it is.
The skunk Crash?
Yeah,
I got that one too.
But after that, the game, that's it. And then you have to purchase other skins to play as, other Crash characters. And so that is the only microtransaction here that I could see anybody purchasing and feeling like they actually
spent the game was good.
Money. Right, the game was good, but like the player spending money on to say, hey, I got these different skins, and now I can run as whoever this character is in the Crash lore. But the it's not.
But it's like what we always come back to: there are games, free games, I've spent money on: Warzone, Wild Rift, League of Legends, Chess Rush. I've spent real money on these games because I like the game. And I like supporting them. And I won't say the microtransactions are fair on all of them. Chess Rush is kind of dumpy. But they are surrounded by cosmetic. And I think to make a game that the gameplay is based around trying to milk money ends up just being a bad game. And the games I end up spending money on are games that are just good in their own right. That also have microtransactions.
So, a publisher / developer like King, would you have any qualms spending money and funneling more mediocre product like what they've pumped out?
No, that's the whole caveat, is the game has to be good. If I liked Crash on the Run and I wanted to play as Neo Cortex, I might fork over some money, not $100, but $5-$10 if I like the game. The problem is the game's not fun. And the microtransactions are not good either. I don't want to keep repeating myself, but no, not for this. But if I liked the game, I would spend money on it. But the problem is that the format that most of these mobile games use are not the kind of thing I want to spend money on, which is fine, because I'll just put more money into Wild Rift, because I love that game.
Replayability.
This game is... So, as far as replayability is concerned, there are, what, four... No, there's two islands... Three islands.
There's four islands.
Is it four? Well, two of them that I saw says, like... Okay, there's three that are accessible right now.
Yeah.
And two more that say coming soon.
So, islands is kind of funny, because there's sections to each island, so there's a lot of different places, and it felt to me like those sections were procedurally generated. So, like, your regular levels aren't the same every time, but when you start running to farm, they are procedurally generated, so it tries to tone down on the dullness of it a little bit. It takes a lot of farming to be able to beat levels and actually progress the game forward. So there are a lot of hours of gameplay here.
Yeah, there are. This game is not quality gameplay, though.
After the first couple hours, this game becomes very, very... It has very little replayability to me. It doesn't do enough to entice you to come back. And it actually buries a lot of what you're supposed to do in different... essentially menu systems, but you can't progress until you farm, and then you farm, and then you have to create different mixes of whatever, and it becomes so convoluted that it's a turnoff.
There are many times I booted this game up, and I mentioned before that you don't accrue anything while the game's asleep. Like, I played this game called AFK Arena because I wanted to see what the idle game was all about, and it's not good. But at least while that game is off, it's farming and leveling, and you open it up, and you've made a little progress, and you can move the game forward a little bit. With this, you have to farm. You have to do the boring stuff before you can progress the game. And I would open the game and be like, oh, yeah, I have to farm before I can fight the next boss. And then just turn it off.
Did either of you die as you were playing?
Yeah, a couple times I've missed some jumps, hit the nitro, whatever.
Well, and then you are prompted to watch a video.
Right. You can watch an ad to keep running.
Yeah.
Or you can watch an ad to double your, I guess, winnings?
Well, yeah, if you do a farm run... your farm, you would... I watched an ad for that because I hated farming so much that I was like, well, at least I can double down. And I'd rather watch ads than play them. The ads were one of the best parts of this game.
Did you get far enough to repair the tiki head?
No.
Okay.
I'm surprised you did. I put, probably 10 hours in this game.
So the coins that you collect as part of that... Apparently. Sorry, I just unlocked it.
Yeah, you probably put more time into it than I have, but I know Mark says I watch YouTube, and sometimes that's the case, but not really. Almost never.
And so there's teams you can join, there's seasons that you can participate in, there's a, like a battle pass type of thing.
Of course it's a battle.
Survival runs, there's missions, there's the Bandicoot Pass, there's a leaderboard.
Can we be done with this game now?
Yeah, we can be done
with
this.
It's trash. It's trash.
It's crash. It's crash.
Tell them about the thing we do at the end of every episode.
Judgment.
Well, at the end of each episode, we vote on whether a game deserves our seal or not, and it requires a 2/3 vote to be approved or denied. This is not getting my vote. No, Jeff?
I would say go on to your app store of choice and download Jetpack Joyride or Crashy Cats. You have a much better time with far less invasive microtransactions. Crashy Cats is fantastic. I've been playing it for weeks. This game, on the other hand, is boring, which is the worst adjective you can ascribe to any piece of entertainment.
I couldn't get this game off my phone quick enough.
So
yes.
That, what does that mean?
No, it's a no. Man, get the hell out of here. This
you
game
have a problem
so,
saying yes
this,
and no, don't you?
No, I don't. This
Why
game
do I
sucks.
Feel like even with the times I agree with Mark, I still feel like we're disagreeing.
This game sucks, bro. Shame on y'all for suggesting this game.
I thought you'd like it, Mark.
Yeah. No, it's terrible.
It's single player.
No, it's so bad. Y'all don't know me at all.
It's got Crash Bandicoot.
It's dull. There's no music in it like your favorite movies.
Yeah. Mark, you want to tell us what next week's game is, since you're the one who suggested
yes.
it repeatedly over and
next
over again?
Next week is Mark's fault.
Listen, next week we're going to play Toon Blast. Your
the
favorite
way you say
casual
that is so
game.
Weird.
Toon Blast.
You like
it just
get
rolls
excited
off the
to
tongue.
Say it that it's, way, don't you?
I just want to play Crashy Cats.
No, it's Toon Blast. Download the game, play it with us. You won't be disappointed. It'll stay on your
or
phone
you will.
Forever. I'm on like level 2,700. It's fine. It's great. Tune
it's fine
week.
And great. It's both mediocre and amazing, according to Mark.
Yeah, tune in next week to hear my gameplay breakdown.
I can't wait. But
me either.
If you want to get in touch with us, you can do that. You can go to facebook.com/budgetarcade. You can also check us out on Twitter and Instagram at budgetarcade. How about TikTok with all the cool kids? That's tiktok.com/budgetarcadepodcast and also twitch.tv/budgetarcadepodcast.
If you wanted to help support the show, you could join our Patreon. It's at patreon.com/budgetarcade. Our music is provided by Stimage, and you can download his music at metroidmetal.com. And game on.
Podcast Network.